and break the whites into a little entering bowl.
Into the soup, the most fun you'll have in your kitchen with your clothes on. It's about jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and getting off of the recipe page. We take a bite out of life and we live in the now. Blazing trails, meeting characters, sharing stories, and making things happen. So open your ears and close your mouth, and let's get into the soup with Heidi Lee.
Hey there, boys and girls. This is Heidi Lee, and you are into the soup right here on KWSS 93.9. My rockin' radio redhead, Emily King, is here.
Yes, I am.
I know. This is a neat little room,
isn't
it? This
is awesome.
It looks like something you might find on the Lido deck. You know what I mean? It's got the billiards table, mm-hmm. and it's got the shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard's my favorite. Yep.
Oh, is it called shuffleboard?
Yep.
Okay. When you're not using a stick? I'm not that
old. It's a bar version of shuffleboard.
Oh, cool. I love it. So we are at the Camby. And we're going to do entire hour with Chef Dushant Singh.
I've never been here before. It was very exciting.
I'd never been here before either. I came with CCAP for a lunch.
Oh, okay.
That they did for the kids. So it was really nice. But Chef was going to go do a meat fabrication and kitchen tour, and I had to leave to go to a class, so I never got to meet him. Uh-huh. So I came back and met him on Thursday. And I don't normally do that. I'm just like, okay, well, you know, maybe he's a little nervous.
And then you spent like the week.
It is the Camby.
Facebook stalking him.
Huh, yeah. Got all of his Twitter handles and everything. And so we just started talking and did some like serious LMAO-ing. It was awesome.
Right on.
So he's going to be a great guest. You can jump in anytime you want if you want to. So anyway, Sammy's in school. Woohoo!
You got her out.
I got to tell you one thing because she's been on this show a lot, although, you know, just in spirit. So they make you go to the Wells Fargo Arena mm-hmm. to just pick up your keys and your parking pass. Okay, but it was like tailhook. You had to run the gauntlet. There were like those kiosk people on either side of you going, you want an Uber? You want to buy this? How about some pizza? And you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you.
Blinders. Wow.
I know. And then they separated. It was kind of like a cattle call. They separated the parents from the student.
Oh, jeez.
And we were like the first ones there. But in their defense, I must say, that was the smoothest move-in ever. You left there. You got the little map. It was me and Samantha and her boyfriend Tyler, and you drove around the circle, and then you pulled up in front of the school, and it was lined with all these people in orange shirts saying, welcome to ASU, and you felt like you were in a parade.
How festive.
It was so cool, and you get out, and they're like, oh, you didn't even have to get out of your car. They unload all your stuff, put it in these big, huge boxes on dollies, take it to the elevator, and once you get there, all your crap's in your room.
So it's like dorm room valet, kind of.
It was.
That's so neat.
It was amazing.
Speaking of valet, the guy that works yours is really nice.
Oh, I got Alex.
He's like, don't worry about your disgusting looking car. I have kids.
I never valet my car.
You never valet? Well, I didn't know what car
it was. It's really embarrassing.
Thing in there. Plus, minus eight, you know, mic cables. So I know. Thank you to your audio guy for bringing us
And I had to haul my laptop in here.
Oh, my God. Terrible. But yeah, Alex came in. Alex,
so pleasant.
Driving, and it was kind of like the ASU thing. She's smiling. Stop right. Perfect. It was great. I still have mud on the floorboards of my car from when I got stuck up north.
Oh, my.
Speaking of up north.
Time for a car wash.
I know. I went up there. I immediately beelined it for Flagstaff because there was no way I was going to go home alone after I just dropped my only child off for the first day of college.
To your cat.
Yes. I'm like,
it's just really depressing.
I know. I was like, as long as he's got enough food and the kitty litter box is good and we've, you know, opened the toilet lid. Cats are great that way. So anyway, I experienced two pretty unique things I'd never done before in Flagstaff this weekend. I swam in a lake at 7,000 feet. Elevation.
Wow.
That is awesome.
It was so
Which
cool.
Lake Mary? Yeah.
No, Lake Mary is at like below Flag. It was 60 miles southwest of Williams or of Flagstaff.
Okay.
And it's called the JD Dam.
Nice.
And it's really small and it's got big old cattails growing out of it, you know, and all these coots and bullfrogs and osprey. And Keith brought his fly fishing rod. So I swam in the lake and I'm like, this is unbelievable. And we had a great picnic and, you know, bottle of rosé, roast chicken, all that kind of stuff that chefs do. And so that was one experience. And the second was yanking a barbed hook out of the back of his ear.
Wow.
I know.
So he's not a skilled fisherman.
There was a lot of wind, so we have to give him that. But he hadn't fished for all year because he's a chef too.
Right.
And he's just super busy. So anyway, I was watching him and I'm like, no way. And I'm like, did you just stick that hook in your ear? And he's like, yeah, kind of whacking at it like a dog.
It's what all okay, wait a minute. It's what all the kids are doing these days.
So we cut the line, and I, ears don't bleed much, right? Especially it was kind of up top in the back, but it was like totally embedded. And I'm like, I said, do you want me to just yank this?
That sounds so painful.
Did you eat anywhere in Flagstaff? Any other restaurants?
No, not this weekend, but we have a lot. A lot, yeah.
I
love
just went there not long ago, and I ate at this place called, I think, Shift.
Yes, Shift.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we've been there as well. Yeah. It's I can't remember what street it's on, but it recently opened.
I don't remember the street, yeah, but it's a small, tiny little place.
There's a lot of teeny little places.
Yeah, and there's
there.
Like there was just one chef cooking this brunch, and there was literally like 5 items on the menu.
Yeah.
And I ordered 3, and it was unbelievable.
Awesome.
I was so impressed.
He left from another restaurant and just opened that last spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we went.
Kudos
and
to him.
Really? I can't remember.
Is it a changing menu? Like there's 5 items per day, or is it just like a pretty stagnant?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. We were there for dinner. And the menu was, I have to be honest, the menu was brand new.
Right.
So it wasn't readily executed. Mm-hmm. But you always go back, right?
Right.
And so everyone is saying that now it's just like spot on.
Yeah.
It's
and
so
you know,
great.
I took my son with me and there was no like kids menu. So I ordered beignets.
Guess what you need to eat?
Yeah, exactly. Lamb gravy with biscuits and some beignets. But yeah,
is that what you had?
Yeah, we had.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Lamb gravy and biscuits.
Lamb gravy, biscuits. That was one of the dish. Beignets was another one. And then I think I had this pork with tomatillo salsa and corn. And usually whenever you do Southwestern, they tend to get a little heavy, the dishes.
Right.
But this one was just so nice and light.
What did they do to the pork? Was it braised?
Braised, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. But the salsa was not just too cakey, you know, it was just perfect tanginess, perfect heat.
The dining experience up in Flagstaff has changed so much.
I totally agree.
I mean, people are taking it there.
It used to be like bun huggers and which I went
chicken
to
waffles. Bun huggers?
Okay. I just wanted to see what it was all about. It's kind of like we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, okay. recently we went to Criollo.
Okay.
Which is great. They're Criollo bricks and I want to say, I can't remember it. They have they have a meat market.
Okay.
I think it's called the Parlor. Do you know? There's 3 of them up there.
And then we went to one place we had.
I think it was called the Rook and she crab, deep fried she crab and grits. And oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a great dining experience.
From the mountain ocean.
There's still a lot of dive bars up there, though. You know.
Well,
there
has to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a college town.
Yeah.
You got to give those kids what they want.
I want to go to Granny's Attic. I want to see what that's all about. It's a bar from the outside. I've driven by it a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I bet there are some quality people in there.
Yeah. It's pretty, well, you know, being a chef, do you really want to cook? You know, I mean, I don't. I mean, I chef cook, but you know, come home and cook. I just basically
do
this
to me.
You're like, no way.
No way. No way. I eat out 5 times a week.
Do you?
Probably more. Yeah.
Do you take you have a family, right? How many kids do you have?
I just have one, 2 years
old. You just have one. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And he goes with me, and Ben's with me, and yeah, he tries everything, and he's pretty good at that.
Does he ride on your bike? Because I saw that. I just saw that on Facebook.
Not yet. I think I'll get caught if I have my 2-year-old riding with me.
Oh, you might.
Yes.
You need to get a sidecar.
Right. That would be actually pretty funny.
Sidecars are for 2-year-olds. Yeah.
I swear to gosh, we were coming back. Gosh, I don't ever say that. I swear to God. We were coming back out to head back to Williams after we did the picnic at this lake. And got the barbed hook out of his ear. No blood. It was awesome. I was like,
he should have left it in. It would be so cool.
Yeah, like,
Because line cooks would be like, that's hard to
fly. And we come around this corner, and there's these 3 kids, 2 little mini bikes, and they must have been 8 years old, no helmets. And there was a little one on the back. He was probably 4. And their faces were on fire. They were so excited, and they're just zipping around in the dirt. Oh, it was great.
My son gets.
They're only like 18 inches off the ground. Right. You're not really going to get hurt. And they only go like maybe 15 miles an hour.
My son is fascinated with my bike, but as soon as I turn it on, he starts crying the other day.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
That used to happen with my dad's tractor. With all the grandchildren, they'd be like climbing all over it, and then he turns it on and take him for a ride, and they'd be like, But this is like a big tractor, like a John Deere.
Oh, I got
Yeah,
you.
Actually, all of his tractors were Fords. But, yeah, so it's beautiful up there. I love Flagstaff. We went to Williams, and I'd never really experienced Williams except for one time when we took the, what's the Christmas train called? The Polar Express.
Yeah.
Took the Polar Express many moons ago. So we're walking through, and, I mean, you know, all the Route 66 paraphernalia and, you know, these restaurants, and we go to this one joint, and it was just like Cafe 66. And it was a tourist joint. I really don't know what it's called, so don't put it that way. But it was so interesting, and they had live music. And for some reason, this guy beelined in on me, And he's like, and I'm like, yeah, do you know any John Denver? And he's like, yeah, but you have to sing along. So we did Rocky Mountain High. And I can actually sing quite well. But he kept giving me the high part. So I just went flat as I possibly could and did, you know, cut my mouth and yelled it. He's like, where are you from, Glendale? And I am. It was really cool. And it was beautiful. So I sneak up there as much as I possibly can. So I like cooking at home. I mean, I really can't afford to go out and eat every single night. And who am I going to go with? Myself? Pretty much it. Kind of on my own.
Pull up the lonely bar stool.
I know, cooking for one. So I figured I'd just start boondoggling every restaurant that I'd featured on the show and just, hey, can I come and eat there? I didn't charge you for this. Today? Yeah, it's like dancing in my kitchen by myself with my ambrosia, you know.
You just need to get a mirror. You'll never feel lonely again.
Or maybe we could just get, you know, a stand-up billboard of somebody like you.
Me. That's better to look at than me. I'm like, Heidi.
Making faces. Where are we for time?
We're good to take a break.
Okay, all right.
I want to enjoy this cocktail.
I know, and I'm going to have some of that meat. I don't know what it's Emily.
Amazing.
Emily couldn't eat the bun part, but she put it in her mouth, and she's like, oh, my God, that's so tender.
The steak is
outstanding. You can tell us what you brought us. We will be right back. We are at the Canby with Chef Dushant Singh. I'm Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. Don't touch that dial. Hey there, this is Heidi Lee, and you're into the soup right here on 93.9. Emily King is with me.
Hello.
And we are accompanied by Chef Dushant Singh of the Canby. I forgot what the restaurant's called.
You forgot what the restaurant's called?
I blanked. I'm looking at my notes, and I'm like, I've got every other restaurant here.
Alcatraz.
Artisan.
Oh, that's it.
Well prepared.
Okay,
well
now
prepared.
Wait a minute, because we just
Do you remember my name? Because that's more difficult than artisan. Seriously. If you say Dushant Singh, I mean, that's impressive.
No, because I lived in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
So Singh is kind of like Jones, right? Singh,
yeah,
Smith, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Does Dushant have any meaning like, you know, holiday or?
It's like Thanksgiving? My name means Thanksgiving. No, it does not mean that. My name does have a meaning. It means a man who stands for the principles and fights the evil. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep,
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
no,
great.
I'm serious. Do you think I would make that
no,
up?
No, actually, I don't. I actually don't. I don't think you could lie because you've got one of those faces that would just, you'd give it. Don't ever try poker, okay?
Trust me, no gambling for this guy. No.
Because you stand up for things that are not evil.
Exactly. Gambling is evil.
Kind of like porn. Okay, so the segue to that is Emily's like, I got to try this food. And she's like, I'm the only person that has a board and a computer that's covered and smells like food. And it's like, it could be worse. It's a good industry to be in to have messy tools.
People are like, what do you do? Go to a lot of restaurants.
I go to a lot of
burger grease. Don't judge me.
Do you want to smell the Canby? Lean in.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I got here, I was saying last Thursday, and we had a chat. And the guy behind the bar, Chris, looked like Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Bow tie, the whole nine. And Dushant and I are sitting there talking about the heat here. And I said, well, I'm from Washington State. And Chris was listening in the background. He goes, oh, really? He goes, so are you a husky and or a cougar? And I'm like, what do you think? And he goes, cougar. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. Yay.
Guessed it, huh?
Keeping that reputation going.
That's awesome.
Okay, so you are, wait a minute. You're the director of culinary experiences here.
Right.
I would say you're pulling one off really good
it's
so far.
It's a fancy title for executive chef.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because don't you do, like, all the F&B and all that stuff, too? Don't you have an F&B director, or is that yours?
We do have Tara Lopez as our director of F&B. But I think when we were giving the titles, you know, at the pre-opening.
Because you started off when the Canby opened. So you were not preceded by anyone.
Yes, I actually started in October at the pre-opening office, and the Canby opened on December 23rd. But
the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you get a lot of business right then?
No.
It was like a soft opening?
It was a soft opening, yeah. But like our GM is chief ideation officer.
Chief ideation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
what
nice.
Do you call your servers?
BNF fanatics. So we call them BFFs.
That's great.
Right. So HR director is chief cultural officer. So everybody has a different title. So it's just not your old, you know.
That's great. I love it.
Human resources sounds so creepy to me. Like it sounds like
that's
a sci-fi.
Just so boring.
Like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm into human resources, mostly mining.
Yeah.
Like, it's so strange.
You know what makes me think of, you guys won't know this because you're too young, but hopefully you can, some of my listeners out there that, you know, still have their teeth. Soylent Green.
What?
Okay,
what is that?
Charlton Heston was in a movie.
Don't know
okay,
that.
In the 70s called Soylent Green, and it's when the earth was just basically falling apart, and people that weren't able to exist anymore, they killed them and turned them into food for the population.
Human resources.
Human resources. Yeah. It's a good movie.
That's the reason we changed it. That's the reason we don't call it.
That's good.
That's exactly.
I feel like that's a move in the
Soylent
right direction.
Soylent Green and Omega Man, two of Charlton Heston's best ones after Ben-Hur and Moses. So you've got a couple other joints. So you have Artisan. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Bee's Knees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they come? Because that sounds like, you know.
Just old classic cocktail.
Cute as a bug's ear.
That's what, because it's a pre-prohibition era style bar. And that's why Bee's Knees, and that's our signature cocktail that we serve.
What's a Bee's Knees? Okay, you got me on this
Do you have
one,
to give
so.
Them a password?
I wish. I really wish we had something like that. I wish we had a
That'd
door,
awesome.
And then it would be like, you just Twitter like a password out, and
That'd
people
be
who
fun.
Can.
That'd
yeah.
be really cool.
But the room
Let's
that we are
it.
Sitting in, and actually that door, that's what it's made, because it's
How
like,
cool
that door completely
noticed.
Opens, so it's like a fake wall.
Oh, fun. This is all like mahogany wood paneling, you
right.
guys. It's
and
a cool room.
This is called back office.
The back office.
The back office. So that's Bee's Knees. This is back office.
Just where you do the casting for your BFFs.
And there's God couches.
Dang.
Don't go there. Don't, please. We don't cast. We hire. I know we have changed our ways how we say things, but we still try
My
to be.
My laptop is fitting right in.
Fly stuck in your ear.
Casting for BFFs.
I love these couches. I love puckered leather. I think it's great.
Me too.
No, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So does it open, does it slide open, or does
no,
it
just
envelope?
Just
okay.
And then we have a private bar if you want to rent that out.
Oh, just nice.
Shuffleboard, you know, we have a, what is it, 60, 70-inch TV, whatever.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. So, and then there's a lot of, like, meetings, and people buy it out for their birthdays or after parties and stuff like that.
Very cool. And then your I love all these names. This could be really fun. Revelry Rooftop Bar.
It's actually called Wade Rooftop Bar.
Wade?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then how come it says Revelry in my notes?
I don't know. Just
I got
like
it
how
somewhere.
You didn't remember Artisan.
What time
and,
did you
and
do
according,
these?
And according to, at the Rooftop Bar, and according to this press release, it's extremely exuberant. It's an exuberant rooftop bar.
I don't know. It's pretty fun. It's,
he's like,
it's,
I don't write this stuff.
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
But that's why I pull it out, because then it's all a surprise.
English
Street
is my second language.
And
you know,
ice
just
cream.
Use small words with me. Like, this is getting too, it's going over my head,
you
know?
Don't get a pass. If you were French, I'd probably give you a bye.
If I start talking about, like, real thick accent, you will give me a pass. Just after a couple cocktails.
You don't have a thick accent.
Well, trust me.
You do, oh,
trust
you can me. Get there after a couple
yeah,
of these.
Yeah, a couple of these. Right. You'll be like, what? Okay. Can you say that again?
Let me get done and not have another one before we finish the show. So you came here when you were 19 from
yes.
New Delhi.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And your family immigrated?
Yeah, so I was 19 and my family came, but my family didn't stay actually because, I don't know, they just didn't, you know.
They just wanted to drop you off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's take this kid 7,000 miles away and that's it.
He'll have a really hard time getting back.
Call us when you need us. Like, okay, Dad, bye.
They don't have penny talk yet. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, so I was 19 and I went to, actually, you know, straight landed in Chicago, but I went to Kentucky for my first job, living in Lexington.
That's not too far south, actually.
No. And I did that for around a year, and Then I decided to go to school, so I went to...
And you said that you had a chef that you worked with down there that thought that you had a lot more potential than just hospitality.
Right.
And walked you through the you know, obstacle course of going to the CIA.
Right. I mean, the first day I remember, because I had no idea about the ingredients. I had no idea what an iceberg lettuce was. I had no idea what a romaine was. You know, I didn't even know cilantro was called cilantro because we call it coriander.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So the first day he tells me, he was like, hey, you know, go and get cilantro. And I was like, well, what is that? And he's like furious. He's like, you guys use it all the time. And then
you
like,
guys. Like,
well, it's South. Trust me. There was a lot of. It was all okay.
You were a bit of an anomaly down there.
Yeah. So, you know, but he was really helpful. He actually, we made a game out of it. Every time I had to go and ask him to find me something, he was like, you need to give me a dollar. If I have to go and find something for you and you can't locate it. So he was like, you need to give me a dollar. So, yeah, I did that. And after that, I went to school.
Okay.
In the CIA and in New York. That was a lot of fun, and then traveled a bunch.
How old were you when you graduated from CIA?
Well, I was 23.
Yeah. Okay. So you'd already experienced the snow in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't that big of a shock.
Yeah.
I would think Kentucky would be more of a shock. Where were you Kentucky. In Louisville?
No, Lexington.
Lexington, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
Lovely. Just green fields and horses everywhere and big, huge, you know, farmhouses that. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of college crowds. So it was
and a lot of college, yeah.
Yeah.
Some good basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I had no idea about basketball back then. I had no idea about anything. So.
You're like, why do they run horses
around the track?
I was just working. That's all I was doing all day. I was just go to work and come back. That's it.
And a new guy in the field, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitchens are, you know, wildly known for pranking. Yeah, so, you know, can you send someone off to find you the white food coloring?
He's like, I haven't hit that one.
And they're running all over.
I'm writing that one down.
Do it.
I got a couple interns
you
starting
can use
in,
it on your BFF
in October.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh. My staff did it to an intern, and they're like running from different, because he's a country club chef there. They're running to all these different kitchens. Do you know where the white food coloring is?
They must have been overstaffed that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Productivity is not an issue there. So I read somewhere that you were inspired by your mom. Is your mom a good cook?
She's an excellent cook. And the best thing about her is that she hates being in the kitchen, though. So she likes to go in and out, and that's it, and done.
Okay, so
and
flash food.
Yeah, but so good. Right. She's so fast, and I think one thing that I've learned from her just to be how fast and how clean. She's.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a big
very
one.
Clean.
Well, you can be a lot faster if you're cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have siblings?
I do have a sister.
You have a sister.
Older sister. She lives in Jersey.
Is she in culinary arts, too?
No.
No.
Everybody's in finance in my family.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my dad is a banker. My brother-in-law has been, you know, in finance for a long time in sales. And my sister is also MBA. And nobody
has
done this
stuff. So
you just
went tangential on everyone?
Black sheep,
the creative
one. Definitely.
All right. Yeah. No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you come home for holidays, do they make you cook?
No, they have stopped. No. They have, like, because I always work, so they have given up on me, and... I remember the time when I was actually in culinary school. And
it sounds like they did that about 16 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, they did. I'm just realizing a little bit later, my slower brain. It's like, what happened to me? Just running it through my head like a slow old movie.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, I love getting these press releases because the majority of the time you don't read them.
I don't.
You know, you don't. You don't. Unlike I read mine a lot, like the one I just got on Friday.
She keeps it on her bathroom mirror.
I know. That red hot picture of me in that red hot dress.
That was really hot.
Wasn't that fun?
Was
okay, I
got to
plug it. But first of all, I want to say a big, huge thank you to Lauren Saria.
I didn't find it in the latest New Times, though. Is it just
I don't
for
know if
online?
It's just web.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just web. But anyway, that was a huge feather on our cap. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, shucks.
Now you said red dress. Maybe
you'll
I will.
Go check
she
it out.
She looks real good.
I was named 100 Tastemaker, one of the 100 Tastemakers pre-Best
That's
of Phoenix.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people thought, a lot of people were like, wow, man, you've got some big names because they started at 100. And I was 42.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like going, I don't think it's a race to number one. I just think it's random because I came right after Chris Gross. It's like, hey, I'm good, but he's James Beard. But I'm hotter than he is, so there. You have an accolade. So I got 100 Tastemakers, and you got Best Upcoming Chef.
I was nominated.
You were not? Oh. Yeah. It's like you didn't make it on no. Chopped.
Did you get a part?
No, I just get a little bit in my life, and then it just like drops.
just
yeah, exactly.
They didn't give you a participation.
I fly a little bit, and they're like, no, I didn't even get a sticker. I did get a free drink ticket, by the way. And after that, it turned into a cash bar. I'm like, peace out. Like, I'm leaving.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Story of my life.
Just I'm having a hot flash.
Yeah, you got pretty red.
Yeah, she didn't remember the name of my restaurant, and she gave me a wrong accolade. Then the rooftop bar is all wrong.
If she's giving like, you a win, take it, man. This is America.
I will take it any day. Okay.
You draw inspiration from local produce, meats, and seafood. We
Who
have local seafood.
Who wrote that? We got tilapia.
Oh, yeah.
And some trout from Sedona, maybe.
Was this the official Cambie page, or was this yeah. like a somebody's knockoff?
No, it was the Cambies.
We're
maybe,
more
it's time to, maybe it's time to like re-look at where you got this.
Well, I can, but my I don't know. My computer's broken. But what I really love is
because
is
of
that
porn. It's all got infected.
Oh, that's why I go to Flagstaff every 5 days.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I use my iPad for that one. Keep it separate. But you
well,
actually travel. You travel for that. There's something called internet, honey. Use it.
This is you're besting me. I love this. I haven't been this challenged in a long time. Normally when I am, I just drink. Whatever I take over here. Go ahead. I'm tired. No, street tacos and ice cream sandwiches on a stick that
yes.
you did up at the roof.
Yes.
Bar.
Okay. Yeah, we do all our homemade ice creams in.
Oh,
different
do you
flavors.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And then you make the cookie on the outside, too,
uh-huh.
the ice cream. Oh,
yeah.
That was my favorite dessert when I was a kid in the summer. Yeah. I loved it. Okay, Emily's looking at me going, take a break. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. This guy's hilarious.
Welcome again on the radio. We heard November rain. That solo's real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice. 'Cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, this is Heidi Lee, and you are into the soup. Our soup of the week is brought to you by CCAP, Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. CCAP is a not-for-profit that promotes and provides food service career opportunities for underserved youth through culinary arts education and employment. And our soup of the week is a chef sing.
Watermelon gazpacho.
Dude, this is so
it's
awesome.
It's incredible.
How come it's orange?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
You did not.
Yeah.
Liar.
No, I did. Just the olive oil base on it. But I think
it's
what makes
so
it unique
good.
Is just taking the watermelon and marinating it with white balsamic and salt first. So you take the sweetness, you know, take the over sweet part of out. And then just blending it with a little hint of cayenne. Olive oil, salt, and then vinegar again if it's needed.
And a little bit of cilantro. I mean, coriander.
It's awesome.
I've learned.
Have you?
Yes,
everybody
I think so.
Everybody should know what coriander is.
Everything.
Like,
but then everybody starts thinking of as a seed, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Or the ground.
They actually
know?
Do.
Yeah.
So you just marinated. How long did you marinate it?
Probably like half an hour.
Okay,
so.
Really?
So
wow.
porous. So
okay.
I mean, you don't need an overly anything. But
okay.
Yeah.
It's so
we used to marinate ours in tequila
decadent.
For like 2 days.
A vodka in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that, I think.
We did.
This is very good. And so we didn't tell Chef this, but when we point to recipes or anything on the site, you have to sing the .com part.
What?
Yes. So the recipe for his watermelon gazpacho is on IntoTheSoup.com.
Oh, I like the little upswing.
Modulated.
That was
nice.
Neat. He's a very skilled musician.
That was good. Do you play an instrument?
No, I don't.
No?
Wish I did, actually.
A lot of chefs do. You know, they've got bands or, you know, Emily plays an instrument. I played an instrument.
Yeah, not
well,
so well.
Not much anymore, but... That's beautiful. So we'll have the recipe up there from you. And thank you,
Absolutely.
Chef, for that. So CCAP, really quickly, that's how I met you.
Yeah.
Was through CCAP because I work with CCAP. They call me a culinary resource specialist. I have no idea what that hat is. It's just, or that thing is, just give me a hat and I'll wear it. It's like, kind of like we all do because we are a nonprofit. And
right.
so you're going to, how did you meet Jill?
Because
I don't
remember. So we are having James Beard Taste of America.
Oh, right.
Here.
Okay.
So I got introduced to Jill from Robin Lee, and then because we're having some CCAP students help us that night on September 23rd. And that's how...
I'll be here.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun night.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Are tickets available for that? It's open to
the
public?
There is, actually. Okay. Yeah, I think there's tickets available. And also there is like a room combo,
nice.
A package going on Cambie.
.com. Well, we'll feature it. Well, I'll go ahead and get that ad, and we'll put it on Into the Soup. .com. So anyway, that's how Jill met you.
Totally missed it.
And then, sorry. And then we came for lunch with the CCAP kids a couple of weeks ago, and I had to leave for class, so I didn't get to meet you then. So then I came back on Thursday, and we met and talked, and it's great.
Those kids were awesome. You know, we butchered ocean trout, and we did some tenderloin fabrication. I feel like, you know, because a lot of places don't do fabricate their own stuff, and people don't get a chance to. And I've learned just by watching. You know, some like old school chefs, they won't let you touch fish unless you are really good at it. You know,
well, because the margins are so low.
Exactly. So you can literally butcher it. So so I thought it would be a nice way for them to actually see it and kind of understand the whole. You know, process.
But you took butchery and fabrication at CIA.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like it? Because I love meat fabrication. I
love it too.
Blast.
I love it.
Yeah. If anybody's like, hey, can anyone cut up this chicken? I'll do it.
The closest thing to murder you can get to.
It is not.
I was actually showing one of my cooks to do the duck, and she was like, I feel like Dexter right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels so good.
It feels so good. Oh.
I reserve my thoughts.
I mean, it's supposed to be dead when it gets to you, so you're just kind of more like a mortician. Anything else? Is it brine? That's, you know.
Yeah, the embalming fluid.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, I grew up.
Who wants a hamburger?
That is a really good hamburger. We grew up butchering our own animals when I was a kid, and I'm hoping to, you know, end my years soon. Not end, but... start, never mind, on a farm. And a friend of mine is like, are you sure you're going to be able to put these animals on? You'll probably name them. Are you think you really are going to be able to kill them? And I'm like, yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
You'll have to hire somebody. I'll do it.
As long as I didn't know Jimmy.
I think, you know, butchering is not an issue, but if somebody actually told me to go kill a cow and just, I don't know, I would feel a little funny about it.
It is, well, when you're around it. But I haven't been around that for 30 plus years, so it's not like you just walk back in and, you know, kill an animal. I think it would be very good. Catching a fish is one thing, but
and growing up in India, I mean, butcher shops actually, you have live chicken and you pick a chicken and they just butcher right in front of you, right? They just whack the head off and they throw in this 55-gallon, you know, like a trash can. The chicken just goes up and down, and you know. So I've seen it all. I've seen it all. See, exactly. It's like blood going everywhere, and they have a little section for it, and then just. You know.
Oh, you should see them when you don't have the 50-gallon drum. They just go, me, it's all over the
I want to know who's cleaning
the
after that
one. Just leave it to the pigs. But this is actually back to the soup. This is actually a really good soup. Thank you.
Thank
Do you,
you
serve this here?
We did it today for a special.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. That's really cool. I appreciate that. Hobbies?
Anything outdoors, I guess, you know, like just being outdoors and hike and ride my motorcycle when I can. It's a little bit harder when you have a kid and when it's 112 degrees outside or 120.
A little bit.
But yeah, I'd love to travel. You know, I've traveled.
Have you been around a lot around the United States?
I've been around in the United States. I've been around, you know, just, you know, I went to London not long ago. I went to Scotland. I went to Ireland. I went to Spain. But I feel like, you know, I just need to revisit because there's so much more to see at every single country. Like, you know, but then I don't want to revisit because I was like, well, I don't want to take my vacation again there. Like, I want to explore
more.
Already got
the stamp on your passport.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
So where was your favorite place that you've gone?
My two favorites are Costa Rica. And
popular. I've never been.
Yeah, but I think just Costa Rica is so pure in their food, their culture. It's not Americanized. It's still, you know, I went to Puerto Rico and I didn't like that at
There's
all.
There's a reason why their mantra is Pura Vida.
Yeah, Pura Vida. Yeah.
It's just everybody thinks that you have to put so many rules around everything. It's like, you know, I'm not going to step off the cliff. Please don't put a big, huge fence around it so that I can't see.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Scotland was my favorite too. Just going to different distilleries up there. And I, you know, I did my 30th birthday. Talk about that.
Congratulations.
No, I mean, that was a long time ago. But yeah. But
please.
No.
Four years is just like eons.
But talk about celebration, you know, with all the scotch around you.
Oh, yeah.
That was dangerous, but it was fun.
Is that your favorite distilled alcohol?
And tequila.
Yeah.
Mezcal lately.
I turn into a raving person on tequila if I have more than I should.
I love tequila. I know, it just acts differently on people. But
it does.
And for me, it's just, I don't know, it's happy me when I have tequila.
Well, you know, I don't think as many people understand that you can actually sip tequila.
Right.
Just the way that you taste scotches and whiskeys and blends.
Absolutely.
And right.
It has, you know, you don't necessarily do that.
That's not the tequila I'm talking
about. That's not tequila.
Not sipping tequila.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Not necessarily Patron either.
No.
That's haircut shots or whatever Lauren calls
haircut
them.
Shots.
Haircut shot tequila.
Yeah!
But I was in Tulum recently this year. And it's
where?
Tulum in Mexico.
Oh, in the Yucatan.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, it's just so
that,
beautiful.
I mean, that was, when I was down there, that was one of the few places where I could actually feel the ghost of the past walking through. And I mean, seriously, it was royalty.
Absolutely. Oh, it's just beautiful.
So gorgeous.
And just having a mezcal right on the beach at the end of the night, a little orange and a chili lime seasoning. Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's life.
Did you take in a picture or have a blast?
Yeah, exactly. I need more. need a headache tomorrow.
Can you camp? Did you camp down there or did you could just stay till sunset or?
No, I didn't camp though.
You didn't camp? Okay.
No.
I thought that would have been the coolest place to camp.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that would have been really neat. Yeah, I love the Yucatan. Did you go to Chichen Itza as well?
Yes.
Isn't that? Did
oh, yeah.
Could you still climb the pyramid?
No, you can't.
Oh, I was there when you could climb
no,
it.
They,
oh,
they,
my
they,
gosh.
They, no. It reminded me a little bit of Machu Picchu because I went to Peru,
okay,
too.
Okay, I haven't been to Machu
yeah,
Picchu.
Yeah, I hiked that one. So that kind of, you know, just a little bit more resemblance to that one, and that was fun, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Camping there, that was
did
awesome.
You travel with your family much through Asia when you were
no.
a kid? No.
No. Didn't have that much cash to just
oh, really?
Go around. Just enough.
Just camping.
No, I traveled a lot within India, but not outside, though.
Okay. All right, cool. So if you've lived in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
How does Arizona compare from like a even like a professional?
Is
from
that a real question?
Position, huh?
Is Arizona so warm?
So, yeah.
This time of year, it's really hard to comment on it in a positive way.
Well, it is, but he almost went through a whole season. So, but you've been here before because you were at the Wigwam.
Mm-hmm.
And where else were you? I'm sorry.
Hyatt Guinea Ranch.
Okay.
So I've been here since 2005, and believe it or not,
right.
Like
you've felt all season.
Yeah, it's the same climate as New Delhi. So if you literally drill a hole from Phoenix, latitude, and yeah,
you can see your son.
I always imagine
you just
it to
go
be more.
Keep, just go around the backyard, and you'll find Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah, there's New Delhi right there. My parents are not dead though.
That's how you keep them out of school?
Oh, they're not.
No,
you said they left you. Where did
they
go?
They left me, but that didn't mean that they were gone.
So I always imagine like New Delhi to be more tropical for some reason. Is it not? Is
no,
it desert?
No, it's not a desert, but it's a big city. It's the capital.
Uh-huh.
But it's hot. It's humid. So Arizona doesn't have that, but it does get winters. And it has all the four seasons, monsoon and all that stuff. So it has all that.
We've had some interesting monsoons this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big time lightning.
Mm-hmm.
We were up in Flagstaff, and we were just hanging out, and I swear, oh, scallops.
Ooh,
oh. Okay, sorry. You can't hear see this? You can hear it. You can't see
there's
it.
There's that seafood.
Omero just brought us food more. Yay. Wow. Oh, why don't you just go ahead and tell us what this is? I smell the scallops. I'm like, is that scallops? Mm-hmm.
So we have scallops with a lobster and corn emulsion. Then we have a chorizo jam, dates that has been tossed with harissa, local dates, and then peach tendrils on top.
And oh. Then yeah, those pea shoots are unbelievable.
I know. Just the sweetness of it. I feel it just pops, you know?
It does.
And then we have our quinoa kung pao over here. So
quinoa kung pao?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I just thought that, you know, it's just so just to do this different stuff with vegetables and grains. And
I love quinoa.
And I love the Asian flavors. I think they're so bold. They're just right there in your face kind of.
Do you fusion? Know? I mean, do you find that, like, some Asian and then some Southwestern flavors go together well that they infuse, or
I think they can. I don't do it right now completely. But like
I've never tried.
Like
so.
Our asparagus dish, you know, we do a green chili teriyaki. So, I mean, that's I don't know if you want to call it.
You just led me into the most beautiful thing. I love people that segue for me. So Christina Barjueta came here for a tasting, and she did a little Q&A with you. And she said something along the lines of, well, what is one of your favorite dishes? And you said that your asparagus dish. And you said, because those flavors just speak to me. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Does it sound like Surrey? Or maybe Julia Child.
What was I drinking that day? Let me think about that one.
I love it. Because, I mean, seriously, sometimes you read descriptions of food or people's, and I love Christina and she knows it, or people's reviews of individuals in the arts, and especially culinary arts, where you add so many describing words to things. It's like, what are you eating?
Right.
The flavors are so
just
piquant,
like
how
we were talking
you know?
About, you know, sniffing the cocktail and we're talking about the...
Oh, yeah.
Spa,
I know that. Yeah.
Essence and all, you know.
That comes just, in the next segment. Yeah. Are we going to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to
just got a bunch of great food.
We just, okay, so we're finishing our weekly wet, and we'll tell you what that is in the next segment.
Wow.
We just got poured a glass of wine, so I think Em and I are going to hang out for a while after this is over and finish everything up. We'll be back with Chef Dushant Singh. Thank you so much. You're a wonderful guest. This is Heidi Lee. You're into the soup. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to say. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Oh, I'm so sad. We're in our fourth segment with this charmer, Chef Dushant Singh, of the Cambie in the Biltmore area at 24th Street and Camelback. And I have to admit this before we take off, that I just had some of his asparagus, and it's speaking to me.
I think that's going to be right in before, you know, inside joke. When I'm going to see you, I'm going to just say, speaking to me. You're speaking to
kinda
me right
like
now.
Kind of like this cocktail. He brought it out, and it's called the Berry Ramble, and I thought he said rumble. And I'm like, okay, wait, I have one of these, and I want to beat the shit out of somebody? I hope not. It's got tequila in it. It's good, and it's gin. Yum. So tell everybody. Go ahead, Chef. What's in it?
So we have St. George Terroir Gin, lemon, blueberry, rosemary, and saba. So you have a little bit of acidity that's coming from the saba, but the sweetness.
What's the saba exactly?
Saba is an Italian dressing. It is basically taking, before the wine is made, the grape must and reducing it down. So think about balsamic. But
oh,
not,
all right.
Yeah.
Mm. So. The first time I... Because you smell
and
it.
Just
I
a mean, hint of it. Yeah.
You know, it's just like you would smell wine. I mean, you're not necessarily going to smell gin and, you know,
right.
vodka soda. But it reminded me of something that I would smell in a spa that they might apply to your body or your feet. And it's, I mean, it was relaxing.
Right.
It was kind of like lavender. And it's got, you know, a little hint of rosemary and some citrus. There's some berries. It's really good.
I think it's delicious. I think Libby did a great job with this cocktail. And I think
is Libby Longlot, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rosemary, the lemon just helps us to just bring that, you know, not to make it oversweet. And then you got gin, so it's just not vodka that's, you know, absorbing all this.
Oh, no, it's great.
Exactly.
No, the gin is nice. It
more
just lifts it up just a little bit.
Just the complexity.
Yeah. As I sit up straighter, it lifts it up a little. What do you think, Emily? Isn't that yummy?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's a slow sipper. Oh, and here we go. You can find the recipe on intothesoup.com. Very nice.
Is saba easily found?
I think about Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay.
And it's so good, like, just to take that and drizzle over. It's just like aged balsamic, like that kind of consistency. Not that thick, but used in a lot of different applications.
So I'm going to try it because I love reduced balsamic.
Yeah.
I really do. And I always make my own.
Right.
But
you don't use the Roland one? That comes in the squeeze.
No.
Comes in a squeeze bottle already.
The only thing is, though, it really stinks up your house. I mean, reducing that, it really does. And you got to watch it because otherwise your pan is pretty much toast.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I've given one of those to the dishwasher and I got the look.
Oh.
And my wife was like, Chef, really? You just gave me that. Just why don't you clean yourself?
Just
yeah, exactly.
You're going to key your motorcycle.
Usually I just wait when they go on a break and they just sneak it in. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Who did this?
Yeah, exactly.
It was the intern. The intern did it. Where's the intern? He's off looking for white food coloring. Leave him alone. And you're Homero, who is the lovely person who's serving us here today. You brought out some serious snacks, and we always forget to take pictures.
I took a couple.
You did?
But
okay, I'll do some now. So, Chef describes.
There's a lot
of
radio
lovely describing
too.
Words. Like, it's piquant flavors remind me of a
now
sunset
I can't
in
sugarcoat
Sedona.
It anymore with you.
You did before? You lied to me?
What?
He's like, I got some quinoa. I threw it on a plate.
Exactly. That's quinoa with onions and peanuts and zucchini. My inspiration was from Panda Express. Well, that's been already called, actually. So I won't be first one. I'm not that innovative. But then we have scallops with a lobster and a corn emulsion, chorizo jam, Arizona local dates.
If you're not going to eat that other scallop, I am.
I know. That's the, oh, yeah, no. Oh, you can have it.
Do you want to split it?
Yeah. Chorizo jam. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how did you make that?
So agave nectar.
Okay.
Chorizo, red chili flakes. That's it. Three ingredients.
Oh.
Cooked all together. Roasted red peppers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how much agave nectar is a chorizo? Because chorizo can be pretty...
Right, but it's not that much, you know.
It's a pretty mild one, but
it's lovely. And the pea shoots, you guys. Pea shoots. Right. Who do you get your pea shoots from?
We get our produce from a couple of people. We started to use actually Commander. It's a local.
I haven't heard of them.
Yeah, it's just a couple of guys who started that. I think they used to have it. Dad used to own it, and then I don't know if Dad passed away or just stopped or whatever, and just left the son. Maybe just deal
here,
with it.
Figure it out.
But yeah, I've been dealing with them, or Aztec. That's another local company. But we do also use LA Specialty as well.
All right. So there's a lot of them. There's a lot of local people out there doing.
Yeah. There's a lot of local
farms. Doing
lots
of stuff. That's probably one of the best scallops ever.
Oh,
it really is good. It's unique.
I love the integration of the local ingredients on your menu. Like, I know that the Cambie is part of a larger, a larger family of hotels and everything. But I like that the restaurants do take some local flavors and local ingredients and integrate them into the menu.
I think, very conscious.
That's very different.
You're making sure that there's, you know, because it's part of Autograph collection. So, and you gotta, you know, if somebody comes to Cambie, I want to make them feel like, okay, they are in Arizona. There's some kind of Arizona representation of it. And the entire hotel is also based on the Arizona 5 C's. So you got the cattle.
That was in my notes for my next question. Go ahead, Chef.
So you got the cotton, you got cattle, climate, copper. Did I say it all? No, I'm missing one, right?
Citrus.
Citrus, yeah. Thank you.
I actually wrote it down so I could remember the 5 C's. I didn't grow up here. Did they quiz you on that later? It's like, you have to know these now.
Oh, yeah. It was like kind of brainwash. It was like, hey, I'm asleep. I'm like, citrus. Cotton.
But don't you incorporate those things into the hotel? Because you were telling me you had like copper pieces in the rooms. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the citrus is just kind of everywhere.
Right. There's copper in the restaurant. You know, there's copper
those
pies.
Those copper tubings. Yeah,
right.
That's pretty cool.
And then if you go in the lobby, there's actually copper pegs. So you can play with them and make anything you want. So we have, you know, fans who are staying. They make their symbols of the teams or anything.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun. And the rooms have copper ceilings, which have this witty sayings on it. Of, you know, like
are they full
I'm not,
copper ceilings?
No.
Oh, okay, just
no,
placed tiles.
Just right above. Okay. Well, it's a full copper. No, it's not a tile.
Oh.
Right. So it's pretty much the same size of your bed, and you're looking up. It's a copper ceiling. It'll say, "I'm not lazy. I'm in power mode," or you know, "It's time
That's
to
great.
Drink coffee again." Some stuff like that. So every room has a unique saying, and there's. Actually a cow skull, a plastic cow skull in the room.
Perfect.
And it's a light that says moo. And that's part of our, you know.
And then all of the cattle in the lobby.
Right.
As well. Just adds to it. Cattle. It's one of the C's.
Gosh, that's
I'm just
so
trying
good.
To get people to come here. They gotta check out these
did you
freaks of nature.
That dish?
No, that's actually you know we just kind of made a smaller version of it, but it's a bone-in pork chop that's been sous vide with oranges, olive oil, and actually butter, and then after it's cooked, it's seared onto a celery root puree, a Calvados, demi, and a watercress, and an apple salad. On the dish, actually, it's compressed apples.
Isn't that fun together?
Bowl.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's good, right?
Yeah. I'm very happy. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
All your creations?
Yeah. And some of them are actually part of the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you were talking about the lamb burger. Mm-hmm. That's not my creation. That's one of my cooks who, you know, like, guys, we need to put some lamb burgers. Like, well, let me play around with it, chef. And he played around with it, and we liked it, and we put it on the menu.
Is your front of the house and back of the house pretty tight?
Yes.
It
Absolutely.
Seemed to be when I was here. They all seemed to play well together.
Right. I think we are, you know. And same thing with our mole. We have a lady that works here, and I'm not going to try to pretend that I don't know how to make a mole if a Hispanic lady can make better than me, you know? So yeah. We use her recipe.
Well,
so,
of course.
Yeah.
And I think that's neat, and it's so uplifting for your team.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, if you have a skill that's absolutely greater than mine, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, leave your ego at the door.
Yeah. I'll just take the blames.
Like when you drop off and balsamic reduce demand. Sorry. No, I actually have a designated squeeze bottle for my reduced balsamic.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I love it. But I want to try the Saba.
Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can get it. You said Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shouldn't be that hard. Or Amazon. I mean, you can get anything else.
I forget. You can Google it.
Right? From Amazon.
So you're going to a D-backs game.
I am.
Oh, well, you went because it's Saturday in everybody else's world and Monday in ours.
You're right.
So how was the game? Who won?
I don't know yet. Is that a trick question?
No.
I haven't been drinking that much. I'm stumbling on that one.
We would love to actually do the show live every Saturday, but it's
right.
So much more difficult for the chefs.
Right.
It just doesn't work, you know,
no.
And to bring them into the studio and, I mean, have them, it's so much easier for you to do this many snacks for us.
Absolutely.
You know, and showcase your food and your cocktails. And by the way, I love the fact that the wine is called Freak Show.
Don't you?
Especially chosen for such, this one.
It's such an easy drinking wine.
It's really lovely. Good. Did you try it, Em?
Mm-hmm. It's on a happy hour, too. And, you know, that's like one of my go-to.
Do you
don't have to think about it.
You know,
you just drink
so
it.
So what's the blend? Do we know? It's because it's really nice. It's not too heavy, especially for summer.
It's actually Cabernet and... Now I got to read through
it. If it's just Cabernet, I'm surprised.
It is just Cabernet, actually. It's from Michael David.
Wow. Bang! So we are, you're doing the James Beard dinner here on the 23rd.
Yes.
Okay, and we can find that information on canby.com. And then you're also going to be working with a local high school to do the CCAP.
Bachelor High School.
What's it called? Now I'm freaking myself out here. Harvest Moon Feast.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, this is on November 14th. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. And we have chefs statewide work with the CCAP kids in their schools to come up with an appetizer. So it's actually a dine-around, walk-around, and it's at the Foothills Desert venue. And it's like this really cool, rustic but chic barn. And it's open air, but it is undercover in case it's a little chilly. So there'll be heaters and all this kind of stuff on Tito's Vodkas. Going to splice with a lot of beverages. We also have Arizona Cocktail Week folks, Damon and Kim, who are going to help us out there. And tickets right now until the 25th of August are $125. And we're celebrating our 25th year of CCAP here in the state of Arizona. After that, they go up to $150. And, I mean, seriously, we have like 25 schools. So the variety of foods that you're going to get from chefs like Chef Singh and Mark Charbel is going to be there. A lot of CCAP alumni. Bo McMillan's going to co-host. It's going to be a pretty spectacular event.
I'm really excited about it.
Is there going to be any kind of like judging among the different schools?
No, they're a little
competition.
Yeah. Kind of like chop.
A little bit more of that.
Get them in the race.
We want to see them sweating.
Get them ready for it.
Exactly.
You ready for this?
Win or lose.
Have them go find some elusive product that doesn't actually exist.
I'm just looking forward to them talking to me about food and what they're, you know, how do they think about it. And I think, you know, I'm meeting with them, I think, next week or so.
Oh, good. What school are you with?
Basha High School.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
So just talking to them about
it. High school,
hey,
too?
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do and what do you guys think and what do you want? And I want them to have their, like, idea and just guide them through it and,
right.
and let them, you know, take
so
it from there.
You've been here for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of CCAP before?
No, I have.
Oh, you have. Okay.
I have. But now I'm in the capacity of where I can, you know, partner with them and talk to them. And yeah,
good.
Exactly.
They thought you were pretty
them.
Cool. That was a neat experience for them here.
I'm really looking forward. And I think there's more in works.
It is. And the kids really appreciate it. It makes them feel that what they're doing, because a lot of people still don't think that food service industry is an elevated profession, but it actually is.
Yeah, especially with the, you know, Cordon Bleu closing now.
Yeah, I know.
These kids don't have anywhere to go, you know, unless they go out of state. So where do they go, you know? So
there are some good in-state programs here.
Right.
You know, and I think Johnson & Wales will always be here. CIA will always be around.
Right.
The community college
and
programs
community
are
college
really
programs
I heard about
Spostow
Community. Yeah.
And they have one up at Yavapai, too.
Okay.
In Sedona. They're starting a full-blown program up in Sedona. So Yavapai is actually in Prescott, but the school's actually going to be in Sedona.
And that will help actually all those restaurants in Sedona to get some workforce up. But
well, everybody's looking for it.
I always wonder how people can afford to work. I mean, people in the food industry typically don't get paid great.
No, they don't.
So they have to travel to get, you know.
Yeah, to work in Sedona for the wages and try to find housing in Sedona.
Right, that would be impossible.
It's the same thing in Flagstaff.
I would just park my van down by the river.
Insane. You'd what? Camp by the river?
Right. I feel like I would live out of a van by Oak Creek.
I think it's just, you know, when people go and work at ski lodges and stuff, so you have to have that passion for the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
what drives you to live in that city like that. And after that, you're like, okay, whatever.
I'll eat quinoa
every day.
A grain with some peanuts.
Peanuts, zucchini.
Some squirrel.
A little bit of squirrel. I saw a Facebook post the other day. It says, make a decision. And this is for everybody. Whether it's right or it's wrong, make a decision, because there's a lot of flattened squirrels on the highway that didn't make a decision.
Love it.
I know. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad you made the decision to do culinary and to get involved with CCAP, because otherwise we may not have met. So thanks so much, Chef.
Thank you.
Thanks. And for all the treats and the drinks.
This was amazing.
Really, really fun.
Thank you.
They lent us some mic cables. Like, yay!
That was the best. What was the name of the AV guy? We need to shout him out.
I can't remember. I feel bad. But anyway, AV
guy,
that's awful.
I'm definitely getting fired now.
I just went through dumping my daughter off at a school and abandoning her and moving 500 miles away.
Well, I'm going to shout out the AV department here.
The AV department at the Camby. It was great. Emily's the one that mentioned. She goes, hey, this is a classy joint. They probably have an AV group. And I'm like, can you talk to him? No. It was a really good experience. That was a lot of fun. And I think we're going to sit here for a little while and finish off a couple of drinks and have some more to eat. Emily King, thank you, my dear.
Oh, my pleasure as always.
That was always fun.
Thanks for bringing me along.
So well. You're welcome. Thanks for putting everything together. I really have no idea who we're going to have on next week, because that's just the way we roll. And it's a surprise to us, and hopefully it's always surprising to you. That's what we try to accomplish. Anyway, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. This is Heidi Lee. Peace out.